geared specifically to the agricultural community.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. Again, traveling today in northern Illinois in DeKalb with the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. Tomorrow we'll be in Peoria. Start time is at 7:45 a.m. actually in Peoria at the casino there. And then on Thursday we'll be in Springfield at the Crown Plaza, and on Friday in Mount Vernon at the Holiday Inn. So if you want to come to this, you can actually just come on in, pay your $75. I'll be there about 7:45 a.m. in the morning for the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. And we'll want to know how the travel weather looks like. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, I'd normally start in South America, but we are traveling, and it looks like things are going to get a little tricky for the rest of the week. Actually, kind of tricky in central Illinois or east central Illinois today with some snowfall earlier today.
Well, yeah, we're going to have a whole host of travel concerns, not only here in the Midwest, but really coast to coast. For this upcoming big travel period with the holidays coming on up, we're going to have cold air dominating the central and northern half of the United States. And right along the edge of the Arctic air boundary, we're going to have several weather systems that are going to want to form. And so we're going to be in and out of cold and in and out of some snow chances, ice chances. So you're going to want to plan extra time, whether you're going to hit an interstate or an airport here in the next couple of weeks.
What are your expectations really for that weather, and where will the worst of it be? And is it snow or the Arctic blast?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of both. Right now, I think the dominating overriding pattern that people are going to notice the most is the cold. The coldest air of the season's moving in, and we've already had a shot of cold, and there's another reloading area of cold air that's going to be moving in this weekend and into early next week. There should be some snow at that for the Midwest. I think it's going to be a mostly snow event across most of the central and northern Corn Belt. The southern and eastern areas will start off as rain and maybe an ice mix before it turns over to snow across the eastern Corn Belt. We're going to see some very cold temperatures. In fact, you know, places like Dallas, Texas, could see high temperatures in the 30s.
Turn your attention to South America then. Precipitation is needed in Argentina, expected, I think, for next week. Is that on your radar?
Yeah, it is certainly looking more favorable. Now, short term, still a little bit dry, but as we get into the weekend and next week, we're going to see a frontal system moving in and rather slowly across some of the dry areas of Argentina. It may not get everybody, but certainly the prospects in Argentina are better for rainfall.
Any place else across the planet that we need to be paying attention at the moment, whether that be with the Australian wheat crop or the South Africa corn crop?
Well, if we were to go down under, we would see that most of Australia in a rather dry pattern right now. The exception will be some of the central and southeast areas that are going to get some rainfall. And if we were to go over to the African continent and look at South America, we would see that they're a little bit dry in the short term. Better chances of rain for them coming next week.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're on the road this week with the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. Catch up with us if you can in Peoria, Springfield, or Mount Vernon.